Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to Nick Friedell. And Nick, I'm going to ask you this point blank right here. What was the biggest takeaway for you yesterday? I'm going to give you three options to choose from. Was it the Thunder winning the NBA Finals? Was it Kevin Durant heading to the Houston Rockets? Or was it Tyrese Halliburton's injury? Good morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, I stumped him. There he is. Oh, Nick, we got you now. Rewind it. Go again.
Hit the button, baby. Let's go. Spadone, Mr. Shasky, how we doing?
What's up, buddy?
I would say, as far as the ramifications for next season, I actually would probably lean towards the KD trade. But Don, as you guys were going through everything that Kevin has done and all the different places he's bounced around, specific to the question, what's interesting to me is, can you imagine being Kevin yesterday in that he gets traded, at least if the news breaks, while he's up at that festival in New York City and it's happening live and in front of everybody, and then you fast forward, 6-7 hours, and he's watching Halliburton deal with the exact same thing, injury-wise, that he dealt with in the finals from a few years back in Toronto. And then to cap it all off, the Thunder, the team that he's most known for being with all those years, they finally win their first title. So it's always an interesting day around KD in that orbit, but I think yesterday would have been right at the top of any day we've seen because of all the different ways in which the events hit him. But as far as that deal goes, I think the Rockets got a lot better. They got the guy they needed to go to late in games. And I know the conversation around Kevin, especially after the Phoenix trade and their inability to play with any consistency, has kind of shifted, and people think, can he really make that big of a difference at this age? I still think he can. I think people are way too down on him given where his talent level is still at. And if you put him around a group of younger guys who are trying to find their way, I think it's a really solid addition, because I think it will only revitalize him day to day in playing not only at the same high level he always does, but in being the kind of difference maker that he still can be for a really good team.
Okay, so they make that move, and in some way you've got KD, Şengün, Thompson. It's a heck of a trio. And then you look at what OKC pulled off, having an unbelievable regular season, going through the gauntlet in the West, and now they're the champs. Where does that leave the Golden State Warriors as you look at those two teams? And you have to assume there's going to be other movement. But today, how do you view the Warriors, and what do you think they need to do here?
Joe, I think they're really good if they can stay healthy, as we know. Who knows at this point with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy at the ages and the wear and tear they've dealt with all those extra playoff years on their body, the Warriors are going to make another move, another couple moves, of course. And it remains to be seen exactly who those guys are, what happens with Kuminga, all the storylines you guys go through day to day. But where I am hesitant to make any definitive call on the Warriors right now is because I know Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob, once that trade deadline rolls around in the middle of next year, we're going to be sitting here talking about, all right, well, what happens? And is there a star, one more star that they can acquire to kind of piece together with what they've got now? I still think they have a puncher's chance to win one more, because I still believe in Steph at the level that he's playing at right now. I still believe in Jimmy being able to show something different than what he did at the end of that Minnesota series, because, guys, I think we'd all agree, after he took that fall in Houston, he just wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. His body just wasn't moving the way that we're used to seeing him. So in my mind, as I look at the Warriors, you take OKC certainly ahead of them, and maybe Denver, depending on what they do around Jokic. But I still think they have a chance. And that was the whole reason to make that Jimmy move, to give yourself one more chance. But I think this is the year coming. This is the moment. If they don't do it this year, then the door is probably shut.
Ooh, so you got them down to this year. All right, so this offseason, like, are any of these likely? Are any of these scenarios, like Giannis, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, I mean, is that where they should be shopping right now? Like, or is that just completely unrealistic?
I think there's always some semblance of a chance, Mr. Shesky, when you have Steph. He is the ultimate magnet of guys who you're always going to say, oh, well, I'd love to play with Steph. So, in that regard, I don't think you can ever just shut it all down and say, oh, I don't think there's any chance whatsoever. I think a lot of it is very unlikely, and I'm cracking up thinking of the idea that here we go again talking about Bradley Beal 5-6 years later, because he was the guy that we talked about for all those years. Oh, can they get Bradley Beal? Is he the difference maker? I don't think he's the same player he was when we were having those conversations originally. But with any of those guys, if you have the chance to play with Steph Curry, that's always something that's going to kind of sit in your mind. And if you're the Warriors, do I think it's realistic with Giannis? I don't. But if you're Giannis down the line and you're saying, hey, I've loved Milwaukee, but I want to win, do you say to the Bucks, do whatever it takes to make this happen? I think the Warriors are going to look a lot like the Warriors we saw at the end of last year. That's what happens when you trade for Jimmy and you give him that extension and the money is where the money is. But the idea that they shouldn't even think about adding somebody of that tier on that level, I don't think that's the way they should go, because they still have Steph Curry. And Steph is still playing at an incredibly high level. I don't know how much longer that level can stay the way that it is, because he's at the age that he's at. But anybody in the league wants to play with him, because you know that you're not only playing with a superstar for the ages, you're playing in an organization that will pay what it takes to try and win year after year.
Talking with Nick Friedell here on The Morning Roast, as Insider Calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Nick Friedell, our Odyssey NBA Sports Insider. And Nick, is there a team we're not talking about right now when it comes to like who's going to be wheeling and dealing this offseason? I didn't see the Orlando Magic making that deal for Desmond Bane. Like, that was kind of crazy. Like, I understood it from their perspective. They need a young player, guy can score, ball handler. I actually love the deal. Maybe they gave up a lot in hindsight, but you know what? They're going for it at least. And now in an East with Halliburton's injury, that kind of looks wide open with Celtics and Tatum's injury. So they're going for it. Is there a team we're not talking about that could be wheeling and dealing this offseason?
I mean, Spadone, I would have said the Magic prior to the Bane deal, and now it looks like they're moving in. I mean, I know the Timberwolves have some assets that they could turn around. I go back to what is going to happen in Denver, because they were supposed to be the team a couple years ago after they won. I mean, that's always kind of what happens, guys. Oh, man, how long can this go? Oh, the Nuggets have Jokic and they have Murray. Oh, how many titles can they win? Oh, the Celtics finally won. Well, Tatum and Brown in that core, they can win and win and win. Now, today, we're talking about the Thunder. Oh, my gosh, SGA, Sam Presti has all those picks. We'll see. But I go back to Denver, and I think Jokic, to me, is still the very best player in the game. If you have the right pieces around him and you get not only your coach and your front office settled, but you put the pieces around that group that already knows that it has not only the ability to do it, but the confidence of having done it. That's the team I still keep an eye on, because I think Jokic, because he's so quiet and he doesn't want the media attention, people just kind of forget. That dude is incredible. I mean, they almost beat the Thunder with everything else going on in that organization this year. So I don't know how many moves that they're going to make in the next few weeks, but Joe, as I look at where they're at, I sit there and go, everybody better keep an eye on that team, because if you find the right piece that keeps everything moving and Jokic is still the player that he has shown to be these last few years, everything looks pretty wide open there. But I'm with you on a broader note about the East, because I can't remember a time where it has been this wide open going into a new year.
Speaking of wheeling and dealing, there are reports. They're all like internet reports, so I don't know how real they are, but the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga could settle on some sort of a multi-year $30 million a year deal, somewhere in the $60 to $90 million range. If you had to guess today, is Jonathan Kuminga on this team come November 1st, and are they better if he's on this team, or are they worse if he's on this team?
If I had to guess, I would guess that he would be on the team somehow. I say that, Joe, because we've been talking about Kuminga for the last few years, and it's always like, oh, well, what about this deal? What about this deal? What about including him for this? And the Warriors have shown time and again that they're going to stick with him, and it's very clear that Joe Lacob really likes him. And when you have that kind of backing, well, it's tough to move on from if you've got a young player that you believe is going to get a lot better. Are they better or worse if they keep him moving forward? I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder. As I watch Kuminga from a distance, just don't think he fits in the structure. It's what you guys discuss on a daily basis. But when I watch the style of the way the Warriors want to play, and I think, all right, are they going to be able to bring the best out of him? And is he going to be able to bring the best out of them and Steph and the rest of that group? I really don't see the fit. It's why consistently for the last couple of years I've been saying I would have moved Kuminga and gotten back other pieces to either push with towards trying to win a new title or getting somebody else in place of whatever you got back asset-wise. But because of the contract, because of what could happen here in the next few months, it makes it a lot more intriguing. I just don't believe that Kuminga and the Warriors are ever going to get the most out of what each other wants in the relationship. And that's why, if it were me, if I were Mike Dunleavy, I would probably make that move this summer. But it's easy to say that it's a lot harder to actually make a deal that works where you think you're getting the value you want for a young asset that is clearly valued in different spots around the league.
Talking with Nick Fidel here on the Morning Roast, our Odyssey NBA Sports Insider. One more for you, Nick. We appreciate the time. What did you make of the Haliburton injury, playing through the calf strain? A lot's been made about all the Achilles injuries that have happened this season, playoffs and regular season combined. Five players now with devastating Achilles injuries. Does the NBA have a workload problem, or was this just an unfortunate season when it came to the stars getting hurt?
I think they have to go back and really look at the numbers, Spadone, because if it's happening over and over and over again, and it is just way too much now, there is some kind of issue. Are guys not getting the rest they need? Are they not playing the same minutes that they might have played in years past prior to all this rest and load management stuff that has become prevalent around the league? As I watched Haliburton last night, though, what made me sad on top of his short-term future is immediately you go from talking about a Pacers team that was the talk of the NBA, and they had earned so much respect for the way they played, and then all of a sudden, boom, the window's gone. It's over. And the Warriors lived it with KD. There are plenty of other teams. The Celtics obviously are living it with Tatum right now. That is a very difficult injury to come back from. You can. I think modern medicine has allowed and shown that guys can do it. But when you're that young and you suffer that kind of injury, that is a real struggle, not only for the player himself, but the organization. And that's why I don't know what the answer is. The NBA doesn't have the answer either, but they have got to find a way for their best players to be out there on the floor. And for as much credit as Haliburton will get till the end of time for trying to be out there, the much larger issue is how much it can change everything, not only for the team, but for the league in the blink of an eye. So nobody has the clear-cut answer, but if you're the NBA, you've got to study different ways to find a way to make sure that guys do not suffer these kind of catastrophic injuries, because there's no way there's not some sort of correlation because of how many different times it's happened now in the last couple seasons.
Nick, I actually lied. I have one more question for you.
Hit me.
So now that the Pacers, probably not going to win a title without their best player next year, Celtics, no Tatum, probably not going to win a title next year. Like, if Giannis is the big guy this offseason, like, if I'm him, I'm looking at the East all of a sudden like, maybe I should just stay here, right? Why would I want to go to a Western Conference team? Is that looking too much into it?
I don't think it's looking too much into it, Spadone, because if I'm Giannis, I'm thinking the same thing. The problem, though, is, and this ties into everything we're talking about, Lillard's hurt. The Bucks' chances, they're done. They're just not going to win. Somebody has to come out of the East. And as we saw, the Raptors-Warriors series is a perfect example of that from a few years ago. KD gets hurt, Klay gets hurt, the Raptors find a way with Kawhi, and they win. And when you win forever, and that's what everybody will remember. But specific to Giannis, he has to decide this summer, is it really about winning and trying to add more titles, or is it about staying in one place? If it's about staying in one place, great, more power to them. But the Bucks are not good enough to get close to another title anytime soon. The money is where it is. Lillard's injury factors into all of it. And on top of the fact that Giannis is getting older, like everybody does. So if I'm him and I want to win 100%, I stay in the East, because the East is wide open. And if you put Giannis on one of those East teams, immediately they become a favorite because he's still that good. But as usual in the NBA, the much larger issue is actually trying to find a deal that works for everybody involved. My much larger issue, guys, as we close it down here, is like all we're talking about in the league always is who's going to move to the next team and what's going to happen that's going to create some kind of runway for another team to get to a different place. And the focus is just never on the games anymore. And we're talking about injuries and what does the league have to look at so that these injuries don't continue to pop up the way they do. They've got to find some way to put the focus back on the games night to night. In San Francisco and in the Bay, people are into the games because of Steph. Same thing LeBron in L.A. with the Lakers. But night to night across the league, people just don't care about the average regular season game anymore. And I think that is a huge problem that they've got to put under some kind of control and get an answer to, because all we talk about in the discourse around the NBA is where is the next star going to play the next time they get a chance to move somewhere. And that takes away from still how good of a level these games can be night to night.
Hey, Nick, great stuff. We greatly appreciate it. And he says, folks, puncher's chance for the Dubs next year. Would it be the double bonus title? Is that what we're dubbing it, Nick?
The 1-1, and they made the first free throw. Absolutely. I like it.
1-1. I love that. Nick, good stuff. We'll do it again sometime soon, man. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right, you got it, guys. Have a good one.
There he goes. Yeah. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.